Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Happy Friday. Man, oh man, I'm so happy to have you here today because you know what? When I show up here, it's nice to know somebody's going to be listening at least for a few minutes in the show. Today I'm going to give you some ideas about how to keep what you have in your life and how to get what you want. A lot of people stumble on that. They think they have to give something up to get something else, and you don't always have to do that. We'll chat about that today a little bit. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com as we roll into a weekend. A positive boost you need every single day for 16 years almost. Well, actually more than that. But this show will be our 16th season. Will be completed on December 31st of this year. It's a long time to be showing up doing these shows every single day. Covered so much ground in this amount of time and helped tens of thousands of people. It's been really awesome. And it all started really one day when I said, maybe I can do a podcast. When I started a podcast, I mean, nobody had a podcast. It was like, what's a podcast? It was weird. But we started out. I had this idea. I said, hey, we can do this every single day, which wasn't possible. Think about it. Go back 15 or 16 years. There was no way to tune into something every single day. It was just the radio or TV. You didn't have this. So it was an idea that I said, hey, and I was one of the very first early shows to do a daily show and to do a short show like this as well. And it's stuck ever since. So thank you for that. It's been fun. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Grateful to have you here today.
So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
I am dedicated to one thing only. I'm a drive growth kind of guy. If I'm moving forward, I'm happy. If I'm idling or moving backwards, I'm not happy. When I hang around people like you, if you're moving forward and growing, I'm happy. If you're idling or going backwards, I'm disinterested. Just I am. I just want you moving forward. So the only simple qualification you have to be fully involved in my life, if you want to be, is you got to be growth oriented and moving forward. That's it. You can even be in a bad mood some days. That's okay. You're grumpy, but you're getting what you want. Okay. I'm cool with that. One of the ways we do that is we ask a question on a Friday that keeps you growing. How do I want to feel? That's a question. If it's a first time hearing it, and we always have people saying, what do you mean by that? Silly question. All it means, I'm not going to go into the technical detail of why the question works, but when you pull aside a little bit and take a little quiet time and maybe close your eyes and lean back a little bit, and you decide to say, how do I want to feel? You're talking directly into your subconscious mind. It's a direct question. And because your subconscious mind wants your highest and best for you, it's not going to say, you want to feel awful. So if you really want to kind of break free, you'll say you got some stress. Say maybe a relationship is not really good. Say there's something coming up today that you're kind of stressed about doing. If you'll just pull back a little bit and take a couple of minutes and just kind of maybe meditate on that, how do I want to feel? It'll start to go that way for you. Powerful question. I've seen it work too many times. Do it. So how do you keep what you got? How do you get what you want? If you're going to drive across a bridge, driving down the road in a car on a bridge, and you see a bridge, maybe you don't think too much about it, but in Florida, we have lots of bridges. I think about bridges because they go over water and they're high and stuff. We got a lot of bridges all over the place around here, coastal where I live. But if you're going to drive across a bridge, it's best that you kind of hit the first side where the foundation is, right? And then there's a span across it, and it's best you land on the other side. But there better be a good foundation on each side. A nightmare for a lot of us is there's not, right? The bridge fails along the way. So if you want to go across a bridge, it's best to know there's a good foundation on each side. The same things happen when you begin to cross the metaphorical bridge to the next chapter in your life. What's the next thing? Now, you've heard me talk about the bridge concept many times before. This will be a slightly different than that before. The bridge concept is to build that solid foundation on both sides and move toward it. That's how you get to your goal. What happens when you get stuck in your foundation before you cross? You're stuck. This happens a lot. Fixing to get ready, stuck in inertia, you can't seem to move forward. How do you get out of there? It's really common for folks to build such a solid foundation in their current life, it's really difficult to move out of that. It's scary. When you get everything going perfect, it's scary, isn't it? You don't want to mess things up. You want to be real conservative about it. You want to make sure everything you built, you've got. You are happy. The bills are paid. Everything is okay. What's the incentive to shake things up? You are stuck in your comfort zone. Now, you know, frankly, it could be said that if the bills aren't paid and if you're not happy and if you're stressed out, that you have much more incentive to cross that bridge and move towards something else, don't you? It's still scary. If the rug's already pulled out from under you, that's how much more can they knock me down, right? It's still scary. The only way to live the life you've always wanted to live is to know why you want to grow to the next level. Know what you want to accomplish when you get there. If your life is really good right now and you want to add to it, make it better, you got to know really why. Because that why is going to allow you to maintain that foundation that you have and is going to drive you forward into the unknown. If life is not going the way you want it to go, you got to know why you want to change it. People talk about the why all the time. I don't always talk about the why. Why? Well, I usually assume people kind of get that. It's kind of natural. When you understand why you want something so badly, why you want to make change, then you'll do anything to get it. There's one more thing you have to do after you have the why. And it's so simple. And a lot of people do not do this. Once they can see what they want, once you can fully imagine it, once you know the direction you're heading, you've got to take that first step as soon as possible. Don't wait. Don't put it off. Take that first step as soon as you can. I know it's scary. I know it's hard to move forward, but that's the only way. And you know this to be true. You've done this before in your life. You've done it maybe hundreds or thousands of times. When you knew that it was your action, it was that decision you made to move forward that changed everything, even if you were scared or not scared. But I got to tell you, I work with a lot of people that are over 40 years old. It's kind of it's a personal development thing, right? It's got 40 midlife crisis, right? Kind of shows up. And what happens is you got a solid life built underneath you, and yet it hasn't quite worked out. So wait a second, I went to school, I did this for 20 years, and what happened? How'd I get here? But it's not so bad that you want to change it, yet you want to change it. Until you understand completely why you want to do it, you're not going to do what it takes to get there. And until you take that first step, and be willing to take another step after that, stand up, take a step, repeat, and go after it, it's not going to be created for you. You know it to be true. Why? Because you've lived it as much as I have. Yes, it can be scary. It can be frustrating. I mean, downright maddening sometimes. But it's okay. Staying where you are the rest of your life is pretty scary too. That scares me probably more than anything else does. Nope. Growth, growth, growth. Always. I want you to hang on what you got and keep growing to what you want. For that, you need a goal and know why you're going after it, and then you need to take that first step and never stop taking a step. So I don't know how you apply that today, but I bet you can somewhere, can't you? If I were in front of you, I would do that. I would push you forward just a little bit, and you would get closer and closer to your goal every single day. I'll be probably out and around town here in Daytona and Port Orange today. If you're in the area, let me know. Maybe we can cross someplace, and I'll motivate you in the parking lot. How's that? It's happened. I'm just saying, it's happened. All right, listen, have a great weekend. I'll be here tomorrow with Joy, the Husband Life Talk and Life Show. Always fun, interesting, two married people talking about life and talking about how to make your life better. I think you'll like the show if you check it out. I'll also be on Facebook at dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. And if you want to see the YouTube channel, get over there, dailyboostpodcast.com/YouTube. In the meantime, have a great weekend, and I will see you Monday right here on the Daily Boost.